Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the program. Lori Rubenson here with you. And March Madness with the locals. It's been fun in New Jersey, but there's a Jersey guy who's leading UConn to the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2014. And to talk about it, we bring in UConn men's basketball head coach Dan Hurley. Coach, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Lori.
So, obviously, exciting win for your program, but it was a one-point game at the half. I'm guessing for your blood pressure, you would probably wouldn't mind if your team got off to faster starts, but what is it about them? What makes your team such a great second-half team to run away with this one, you know, in the end?
Yeah, well, I mean, we do a lot of things right, I think. You know, as a team, you know, we've played to, like, a top-five, you know, level offensively in terms of our efficiency. We're a top 20 defensive team in terms of our, you know, defensive efficiency, and we're but one of the best rebounding teams in the country, number one in the country in offensive rebounding. You know, add to that, you know, some real depth on the bench, where we go nine deep with good quality, and you know, we have a devastating 1-2 punch at center. You know, and we've got multiple players that can, you know, that can score from deep from three, so. Yeah, you know, we didn't lose our minds. You know, we felt like, you know, we were in a pretty good position considering, you know, Jordan, you know, hadn't gotten hot yet. And we felt like our depth is going to wear down most people in the second half.
What did you say to the team? What was your message at halftime?
Just, you know, like stick to our identity, you know, the things that we do at a high level. Again, the defense, the unselfishness on offense, and the rebounding. You know, just continue to play to our identity, and we're going to be positioned well, you know, to advance through this game that we haven't, you know, hit our stride offensively yet. We hadn't got on a one of our patented runs. You know, but just to stay calm, and you know, eventually we get it going.
Big picture, if we take a step back here, I mentioned first Sweet 16 for University of Connecticut men's team since 2014. Obviously, they won the whole tournament that year. But what's the significance for you and for the program of making the Sweet 16?
I just think, you know, where things were. You know, you're talking about, you know, a program that, you know, had kind of bottomed out in the AAC. You know, not even in the Big East. You know, at the time when, you know, when we took the job, you know, and there was no one left in the organization that was part of any of the championships, not a coach, not a player, not even a manager, not even an old manager. We didn't get, you know, so there was no benefit you know, from the history and tradition and success, with the exception in recruiting, but yeah, we've had to build this from the ground up, obviously, in every way possible. And we've done it with great people. I think when people watch our teams play, they know that we've got, you know, high-quality young men, that our culture is, you know, is airtight. And I think we're an easy team to root for.
Talking to Coach Dan Hurley of University of Connecticut men's basketball, and use the word we there when we took the job and talking about the people. And one of the aspects that I think sometimes when all of us are enjoying March Madness in the tournament, maybe it can get overlooked, is you and your staff have to somehow turn around a game plan against a team like St. Mary's that obviously you're not playing during the regular season. They're not in your conference. You can't know who that opponent is going to be necessarily in advance. We have a tournament with a lot of upsets going on. Talk me through, how does a game plan get turned around so quickly? Whose game plan was this?
Awesome. You know, Kamani, had the Iona scout, and obviously we had a much longer prep, and you know, I would say Iona and BCU played a very similar style. You know, both teams pressed and, you know, really were aggressive defensively, blowing things up in terms of pressuring the ball and denying passes. So in the back of your mind, you're kind of hoping that in your preparation for Iona that BCU is going to come through because you would have already put in a lot of work versus that style of defense. But, you know, that obviously that didn't play to our benefit. So then Luke Murray had the St. Mary's scout, and, you know, he had to take us through, you know, the game plan and strategy and tactics of a slowed-down, methodical, half-court, grinded-out, physical team. And, you know, within probably, you know, I'd imagine Luke probably watched 8 to 10. Kamani probably watched, you know, 8 to 10, 12 Iona games. And I was able to probably get in 5, maybe 6 in that little window myself, just so I could be as familiar as possible.
So there's not much sleep this time of year.
No, but it's good. If you're sleeping, then your season is bad. Last year, and then as it turns out, when you lose early, when you shouldn't, like last year, you can't sleep anyway.
So now it's a good lack of sleep at the moment. All right, so the game plan happens. Your team does what they do, which is they come out a little slower. Yet your fundamentals and defense and pressure and all that comes through in the second half. You win the game. But you mentioned earlier, let's talk about a couple of your players. And of course, it's a team win. But if we're looking at a few of your players today, one, you mentioned Hawkins, and what do you do? Didn't score Jordan Hawkins in the first half, ends up going 4 of 5, scores 12 points, 4 of 5, sorry, from 3-point range, and scores 12 points. What do you say to, you've coached a lot of players, what do you say to a good shooter, or how do you help a good shooter maintain confidence or get going? Is there anything you can do as a coach?
Well, I think, you know, first of all, if it's a fragile player that, you know, doesn't work to their max and doesn't have the swagger, I mean, you can lie to them all you want about how great it's going, but they're not going to buy it. The difference with Jordan is his upbringing, his pedigree, his parents. You know, his parents aren't a part of the fan club. His dad is all about accountability and pushing him and not making excuses for him. And then his mom, you know, then does her part as kind of the nurturer and then builds him back up. So, you know, there's nothing that I said or I did or the staff did. You know, he's come in with just great people that have helped raise him, and he's got a super skill, which is shooting. And I think he's grown up and he's got experience. He knows that. You know, he's going to be guarded really, really well for a good part, especially early in the game. But eventually, these guys are going to get tired of chasing him, and eventually he's going to get the opportunities, and he's just got to be ready to take advantage when they start to make mistakes and the defender gets fatigued.
So that's okay, so that's Hawkins. Obviously, your star player in Adama Sanogo, his 8th double-double of the season, and when he scores over 20 points, you win. You played it for 27 minutes in this game. Is there a temptation? You know, you went to your rotation. You know, early on, St. Mary's starts on a run. At one point, it was 17-9 that you're down. Is there a temptation to, especially in a tournament like this, to play your star player more minutes.
Yeah, there definitely is. And, you know, but when we look back to last year, one of the single biggest reasons, you know, why we didn't, you know, finish the season, Big East tournament semifinal, 3-point loss to Nova. And obviously the New Mexico State, first round exit. We were playing him 34, 35 minutes a game last year because we didn't have the Donovan Klingon 7-foot-2, you know, game changer coming off the bench. So, I think the big reason why Adama's having, you know, the success he's having in March is because he's really fresh right now. Because he's probably only averaging, you know, 26, 27 minutes a game, and we could get him breaks in the game to keep him fresh to have second halves like today and against Iona. And then when Donovan goes in the game, it's a different look for our opponents too. And obviously he does some special things.
Talking to you, UConn men's basketball coach Dan Hurley, about the win propelling his team to the Sweet 16. And so give us what's an adjective or a descriptor? How would you describe Sonogo's game?
You know, old school beast, warrior. A warrior type of mentality, off the charts with the work ethic, off the charts in terms of competitive will. He's a special guy. He reclassed up from his junior year to senior in high school, so he actually came into college early. And we had a 2-year starter that was a returning senior. Who was at one point most improved player in our conference, and he relentlessly over the course of, you know, from summer all the way through to November, just relentlessly every single day, dominated practice to the point where, he forced us to start him over a guy who was a returning senior, which is what you never want to do. So this speaks to, his makeup and competitive quality.
One of the things I think is always a recipe for success if you want to have a deep run in the NCAA tournament. I think experienced guards, veteran guards, good guards you can rely on. Obviously, Hawkins is a terrific shooter, but what do Newton and Jackson bring to your team?
So when we put this thing together, I think the vision was, stretch four man and Alex Caravan that will, be able to spread the court and is a really skilled player, dominant center play. We knew Jordan would be a 16, 17-point a game scorer. And if we're going to get Tristan, could play on the ball and then move off the ball and score, you'll be able to get us 10, 12, 15, 18 at times, kind of protecting Jordan a little bit on the wing, because Andre Jackson is like, one of the most exciting players, in college basketball in recent memory, of any player that's not averaged double-figure points. I don't think there's been a more exciting player to watch play. With what he does in transition as a passer, as a dunker, as a defender. So he's probably our best facilitator at 6'6", 6'7". And we're at our best when he's pushing the ball in transition.
What's going through your mind tonight? When the clock's winding down, you're in the last minute, and you've emptied your bench, and you get to see guys like your son who are out there who maybe haven't had a chance to play as much, and you realize your team is going to the Sweet 16.
Yeah, we've talked so much about, number one, we love this team. We've loved the team since we put the team together. It's been great. It's a fantastic team. It's an unselfish team. They celebrate each other's success and allow each other to be, to allow someone else to be the hero on any given night and not make it about them, because it's, with us, this is the we season. the me season is coming soon. You know, that's the portal. That's NIL valuation. That's, you know, going to the NBA. That's, I know the me season is right around the corner. So we're just trying to squeeze absolutely everything we can out of the we season.
All right, last one before I let you go. You're facing Arkansas in the Sweet 16. Their head coach, Eric Musselman, famous for taking off his shirt when his team wins. Are you any kind of deal you're going to make with your team on anything you will do if they win in the Sweet 16?
I mean, I'll go shirtless in the locker room. but I've got a considerable amount of manscaping I would have to do before I would be comfortable. Maybe, you know, and I have a sugar. You know, I'm in pretty good shape. Obviously, I was an athlete, but I do in season. I eat a lot of ice cream at night. So my core is not great right now.
All right. But we'll see what happens. Certainly, most important thing is for UConn to go out there, represent the area, and we'll see, you know, with some, with a good effort, we wish you the best of luck, and maybe we'll see you all in the Elite Eight.
That sounds like a plan.
All right. University of Connecticut men's basketball coach Dan Hurley on his way home from the tournament with the team. Appreciate you stopping by. We'll catch up with you soon.
Sounds great. Thank you, Laura.